Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Craig sent me a story and said, Steve, check this out. It happened in Michigan. Caught my eye. And I'm going to go with the version of the New York Post. They've got a great way of polishing up these stories just right. Michigan deputies answering non-urgent calls by phone because of soaring gas prices. Lee Brown wrote the story. And a Michigan police force has switched to handling non-urgent calls by phone because it cannot cope with the soaring price of gas. This is happening in Isabella County, which is pretty much dead center in the middle of the Lower Peninsula. It's rural, but there's a couple decent-sized towns up there. And I suspect the sheriff's department gets quite a few phone calls. And now when they say, what's your emergency? And you tell them, they're going to say, well, is this an actual we need to send a car emergency or can we handle this over the phone? Got to figure this stuff out. The sheriff, Michael Main, alerted locals on Facebook that his force is feeling the pain at the pump as well. Now, he's since deleted the Facebook post and decided it probably wasn't worth all the attention it got because people like me are talking about it. But he wrote, we have exhausted what funds were budgeted for fuel with several months to go before the budget reset. And at the time he wrote that, the statewide average on gasoline was about $5.20 a gallon. And so he said, look, we don't have the gas to drive the cars around unless it's an actual emergency. So he says, I've instructed the deputies to attempt to manage whatever calls are acceptable over the phone, detailing how they would be calls that were non-life-threatening or not currently in progress. So you can think of some situations where that might be the case. I want to assure the community that safety is our primary goal, he insisted, stressing that his officers would be sent out to any call that is in progress with active suspects. So if you came out in the morning and they'd stolen the catalytic converter off your car and it looked like it happened a couple hours ago, they're not going to send a car. However, if you say, hey, the guy's underneath my car right now, and he's removing the catalytic converter, they'll send a car. So safety is a primary goal. Calls in progress with active suspects, they'll get a car out to. Now, it's Isabella County in central Michigan and includes the city of Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant. Michigan's got a bunch of these names like Mount Pleasant and Mount Clemens, which are very pleasant and pretty sounding names, but we don't have any mounts. We've got a few things like Brockway Mountain in the UP, and it's basically a large hill by, like, say, I don't know, Rocky Mountain standards. But I'm not sure if Mount Pleasant has any actual change in elevation. It's just a cool sounding name. County Administrator Nicole Frost confirmed to the Detroit Free Press that 96% of the sheriff's office's budget for fuel has been spent with 3.5 months to go. So they have gone through 8.5 months of the fiscal year, but have used 96% of their fuel budget. So they're going to have to do one of two things. Either take the fuel money from someplace else or stop driving the cars. Now, Frost admitted that the sheriff's Facebook post had sparked alarm among some county commissioners, and the post was then removed on Friday. She told the local paper, there's been a lot of communication on this issue. It's been a lot of communication. I've already been approached by commissioners who are concerned to the level of, do we need to meet about a budget before the next regularly scheduled meeting? And the answer probably is, yeah, you probably should. And there have been a lot of things in the news about the fact that prices have risen so much that some things have happened. For instance, the IRS sets every year how much you can write off mileage for if it's a business expense. And I believe they just adjusted the number. And I believe they adjusted it because of the current situation with fuel prices. The sheriff's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the deleted post. And, you know, that's the thing. I wonder what would have happened before social media if the exact same situation had occurred. Would the sheriff have called up the local newspaper and said, hey, we got to get the word out about this. We don't actually have much gas anymore, so we can't send cars all over the place. So we're going to cut back and only send cars on emergency calls. Would they have made that call and actually put that into the papers? Because I suspect what happened was somebody who's got access to their Facebook page and who works for them said, well, you know, we probably should get the word out on this because we want people to know that we're not going to respond to every single call nowadays unless we actually have to. Not realizing that the impact of that was going to be people are going to panic, going, wait a second, I can call the cops now and no one will show up? And that's not actually what they said, but it's kind of how it came across. And so, by the way, I did a video not so long ago and people said, because I was criticizing the police, I hate cops. I don't hate cops. I'm sorry that anybody would get that from my videos. But these police officers here are in a very tough situation because if they're doing business as usual and the budget has been passed as usual, then obviously there's going to be a problem with respect to the cost of fuel going up as much as it has. So does the county commission have to revisit this quickly to solve this problem? Yes. Is it going to create a hardship someplace? Possibly. But the sheriff presumably might be able to move some money around within the budget of the department and make it work for a little while. But the county probably should get together and say, okay, we got problems because we've got a bunch of county vehicles. It's not just police cars. There are, you know, county road vehicles, the vehicles that go out and work on the roads, right? And things of that nature. So they probably have to revisit this and say, okay, we only have so much money to spend. And the way the government works, they almost always spend every penny they have with very little like rainy day fund money. And so if they've already earmarked everything for this fiscal year, where do they get the money from? And presumably they got to shift it there from someplace else. So does that mean that maybe they can't go out and mow the medians of the roads where there's grass that the county mows? Maybe they can't do that this year. I don't know. But they're going to have to find the money somewhere. But the question is, like I said, with social media, the guy puts the message on Facebook, and his intentions are good, by the way. And I don't blame him for thinking that because, as you can imagine, if they run out of money for fuel, well, they can park the cars and answer no calls, or they can find the money someplace else, shift it around, and then spend it. And then theoretically, someone's going to come forward and say, hey, you guys are misspending your money. So they are in a tough place, and they're given a job, and they're told, you know, you've got to respond to these contingencies in the future. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow with respect to law enforcement. There might be a crime wave. There might not be a crime wave. But, of course, if you make the announcement that our cop cars are running out of gas, please limit your calls, there are going to be some bad guys out there going, wait a second, Isabella County. Maybe we should go up there and poke around and see what we can find. So they pulled the post down. The commissioners are going to revisit the issue. And the head of the county, the county administrator, said there's been a lot of communication on this issue, a lot of communication. I think that's been a lot of feedback and criticism. But like I said, I completely understand where they are right now. They just got to solve the problem, and it might take the county solving the problem with them. So Michigan deputies answering non-urgent calls by phone because of soaring gas prices. Lee Brown wrote that for the New York Post. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. How to write, I changed a light bulb on your resume. Single-handedly managed the successful upgrade and deployment of a new environmental illumination system with zero cost overruns and no safety incidents.